Welcome back, everyone, to the Stoss Cooper Show, Oh Modern. Hope you enjoyed our paranormal chats, our artist segments, and now we are going to be reintroducing our musician-singer-songwriter segment with revisiting some old friends. Rua among one, Marianne Vetter among two, and Ron Bowes. So let's start off with Marianne Vetter. She is absolutely fabulous, darlings. We're going to start off first with her chat. She was kind enough to sit down and chat with us about what inspires her in terms of music. So let's go ahead and start off with that. And again, welcome back to the Stoss Cooper Show, Oh Modern.
Songwriter, producer, artist, sound engineer, musician, lyricist, aka I do everything myself. So I create my cosmic soulfire music here in my home studio, and it's a crossover between rock, pop, metal, and other styles I really like. You know, like the feel you got with writing a song. It's like painting, you know, like layer for layer, and depending on the subject, it will be a rock song or more poppy. But I do like the harmonies and I do like the choruses, you know, to be catchy. So I got my own home record label called CSF Deep Inner Music, and you can find my older albums on Aravine and Bandcamp, and my newest albums from the last years, Poison and So Gorgeous, are on Spotify and iTunes. And I work together with other record companies, and my music is licensed on playlists and is, you know, for and licensed for films and stuff, you know. So I work through Songtrainer and companies like that. I'm really into collaboration, and I'm creating my sixth album right now, and it will be more political. Like in the past, I wrote about relationships, about myself, you know, like a diary. I'm a more confessional artist, so I can only write about things that really hit me in my gut, you know, my gut feeling, emotional stuff. So that's how I write. When I started, I was, I was very young. I mean, I think I was 14 or something, and then I started with sound mixing and, you know, Kate Bush, and I started with karaoke and my first country music band and top 40 or top 100 bands, and as a solo artist, I covered a lot. I mean, from disco to rock to metal, I've covered it all. And so the last 10 years, or last 15 years, I think it's already, I really started to do my own thing. Confidence in my own songs, and learning as a producer, you know, how to do it all, and because to produce yourself, I think, is the most hardest thing one can do. Maybe it would be better to pull in another producer, but you know, that's also like, maybe I'm a little bit stubborn in that. I mean, I know how I want my voice to sound, you know. My music is influenced by a lot of artists that I admire, like Kate Bush. She was the... No, that's not true. I mean, ABBA. ABBA were the first artists that influenced me, but then I was very young. So, yeah, that's really youth sin. So, but, you know, ABBA were great in harmonies and great in songwriting. I mean, so it's not so bad to have it as first songwriting experience. I mean, it could be worse, you know, I mean. But, okay. And then Kate Bush came, you know, the progressive rock, and I really loved her voice, and she was the first woman, you know, who had her own band. I mean, the woman I know, because before Kate Bush, of course, there was a Carole King, and of course there were more women, you know, like writing songs for other people, and, you know, having their own studio and having their own writers collective stuff. But Kate was the first person I know about who started producing and experimenting with synthesizers like the Fairlight synthesizer she got from Peter Gabriel. So, and I also had that high-pitched voice. I mean, if you go to my YouTube, you can find my version of Wuthering Heights I did when I was in my 20s, 20-something. So, yes, so I've done Kate Bush quite a lot, like sound mixing and also looking at how she produced her songs and how she wrote them and the topics she had, you know, more the spiritual stuff. And but also all those topics she liked, I mean. So, and then, I mean, that was like very lyrical stuff, you know, and then Linda Perry came with the Four Non Blondes, and I was like, man, I really love this imperative sound. I mean, and so I was a huge fan of Linda Perry, and still am. Her songwriting, her way of producing stuff, I mean, what she did for Christina Aguilera, for Pink, for James Blunt, for all those people, you know, that put me on the path, like, okay, I want to be a producer too. You know, like writing for other people, and or just getting my songs out there. Stuff. I mean, yeah, that really was exciting. I mean, and I do like art. The voice of Ann Wilson is so fabulous, and her interpretation of songs is so awesome. It goes right through you. I mean, I really love Heart, and I love Patti Smith. I love her lyrics. I love the way her politics, her anarchism. I mean, she's great. Yeah, I mean, she's so inspiring, and I also love, you know, like the Blue Album from Joni Mitchell or Fado, Dulce Pontes. I mean, the emotion, I really do love passionate, emotional stuff. The harmonies of Alison Moore and Shelby Lynn. And, songs like that, you know, it's so inspiring, so triggering to write yourself. Then there are so many other bands I like Apocalyptica and Opeth, of course, and, you know, that kind of songwriting, and Massive Attack. I do like the dark sounds of Massive Attack, and so there are, and Shinedown, and how many other bands, Metallica, of course. I mean, there's so many bands that trigger, you know, like, when I hear that, I go, oh, I want to write a new song, you know, like, oh. Quite some time to find my own style of music, you know, because I love so much styles. I love to dance, so I love Michael Jackson, like I said, I love ABBA, and I love disco, and, you know, the real, real, real good soul, you know, like Chaka Khan, and, I love Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation.
All those things that come back now with The Weeknd and Daft Punk and, you know, that kind of music, I really loved it. So it took me quite some time to find my own style, my own signature on the music, and I think now I really have, you know, with my last CD, So Gorgeous, it really comes together, you know. So I switched from disco dance to rock, and also with comments of people like Linda Perry or friends or lovers, you know, like, okay, my voice has changed. I used to have that high-pitched Kate Bush-like voice, and getting older and stopping with smoking, you know, and gone from mezzo-soprano to more alto. So, yeah. I mean, I love the way my voice is becoming now since I quit smoking, you know. Well, that's how it is, you know. You grow as a person and it reflects in your voice.
So let's hear Marianne Vetter's Rain, Rain, Rain Pouring Down on Me from her album So Gorgeous. And again, we hope to check in with her later on this year and check out her latest album and concert dates. I'll keep you posted. So let's listen to the fabulous Marianne Vetter with Rain, Rain, Rain Pouring Down on Me.
Rain, 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 pouring down on me. Rain, rain, rain.
that was Marianne Petter. And now we are going to revisit a second friend, Rua, Royal Unknown Artist. And we are going to start out with her Break Down the Rules from Transcendent Love. And then we're going to go into her chat. She was kind enough also to sit down and chat with us and let us know what is going on with her musical career, what inspires her, and what she is going to focus on in upcoming CDs. So let's hear Rua, Break Down the Rules.
Show. I am saying hi to all your listeners. Thank you for joining and for chatting with us tonight. Thank you for your warm invitation. I'm grateful and thankful to be chatting with you and letting you know more about Rua and my project and my music. I am a pop singer-songwriter coming from Bucharest, Romania. I'm happy to know I have fans all around the world, but especially a wide number coming from USA. So thank you all for following Rua on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation.
and for buying my album Transcendent Love that I have released on 14th of February 2017. It is my first album in my career. It's a collection of thoughts. It has 11 tracks on it. One of the tracks was written by Richard Orange, which I need to thank. He gave me the opportunity and the occasion to work with him. He's an amazing, amazing artist and songwriter. He had an impressive career, and he still does. He worked with artists like ZZ Top and Cyndi Lauper. So thank you again, Richard, for giving me the opportunity to work with you and to sing your song, It's Not the End of the World. The rest of the tracks are written, both lyrics and music, by me. And I have worked, of course, along the way with the amazing musicians in the studio, and I need to thank them all for joining on this project. We started working on Rua project 2 years ago. Before, of course, I had I was singing in multiple projects, and I started singing when I was 5. So I think, like every artist, I stole my mother's hairsprayer, and I gigged in my loft in front of my parents and grandparents. And afterwards, at 14, I left my hometown to pursue my dreams and a proper career. At first, I was singing in a pop girl band, winning a contest similar to The Voice, after winning this contest. And when I was like 18, this project stopped. And I also decided to follow Law University and to make a practice in intellectual property. Yeah, it sounds strange, like law music. Yes, I did it. It was really fun and really interesting, because it was intellectual property helped me so much to understand the music business and the music industry. And it was a personal development, which I think used me a lot during the years. I was working in several studios, writing music at the time, and so this was the reason why I said I need to go back to my real great passion, music. So I started releasing again singles, but I never had an album. So when we started this project Rua, I decided I will collect all my tracks written throughout the years, probably starting at in my 17s, and I will gather them in an album, in my first album. It was my biggest achievement. It was like giving birth to a child, you know. It was an amazing feeling to see it, to see the artwork, to see the actual disc in my hands. It was amazing. And so yes, we collected all these tracks. I was Transcendent Love meant also a huge transformation, because I was going from a stage to another during the songwriting time, and I was experimenting feelings and age differences and perspectives. I was writing about my life at that time, so I kept it original, but I brought it into the 2017 sound, and I released it. I released those tracks through this Transcendent Love main theme. I think love is very important to us. I think we need to share the love and to experiment love. It's probably the only unique feeling and true feeling that we have. And I think it inspires us all. It makes us to be kind and good and understanding and, humans, you know. So, yeah, we all search for transcendence. We need our heart. So I think we search for things that are beyond words. we wish to experiment things that are unique. So this is why I named the album Transcend and Love.
Absolutely fabulous, darling. That was Rua, Royal Unknown Artist. And as I said, we will be revisiting these artists again, not just in this show to reintroduce the musicians' singer-songwriter segments, but to see what they're up to. And I will have more music from them and more show dates. So be sure to check Marianne Vetter out and Rua on ReverbNation.com and spread the word. So again, my darlings, thank you ever so much for rejoining the Stas Cooper Show, O Modern. Once again, the O Modern Show's podcast the last 2 weeks of each month. We took a lag segment there between the artist segments and reintroducing the musician singer songwriting segments. Now, we will be revisiting another old friend by the name of Ron Bowes in August, as well as yours truly, myself, Stas Cooper, as I've got Wasted Out and Jealousy and a Strand of Pearls will be released this fall. So we're going to coincide that show with the release of my IMAX shows for Wasted. So look for Ron Bowes and myself to showcase our stuff on my show, The Stas Cooper Show, O Modern, last 2 weeks in August. Now let's rock out once again to Marianne Vetter from her album, So Gorgeous. Here's Reptile. Until next month, darlings, cheers.